AmericasInternet.com today.
Welcome to 2011, everyone. This is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. You know how we roll here. We zig and we zag all over the place, from the left to the right and all those spots in between. I don't care about your stripes. Still the same old mantra on this show. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, undecided. You're all invited to this party. And you can do it by hitting these digits. I'm going to give them to you right at the top before you even hit the gas. How's that? So if you got a pen, write it somewhere on your hand. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Big week coming up. Why? Because on the Hill, it's some brand new faces and some familiar faces, but a changing of the guard, if you will. The House goes Republican. The Senate still belongs to the Democrats. However, there are more Republicans who picked up seats. What does it all mean? There is a full range of issues that I think will be tackled in January. John Boehner, who's the new Speaker of the House, who cries every time he's asked about being Speaker of the House, and grew up poor as dirt with a very large family and then got into business and then ended up getting into politics, yada, yada, that's the backstory, says he's taking his appointment very seriously, and what he promises, he's trying to deliver. And what he promised was health care repeal. Can he get it done? The ball is already rolling, and it looks like there's enough, if you listen to some of the Sunday swirl, which means the Sunday talk shows where you have the talking political heads on, it seems as though there is some momentum to this, and there are enough votes probably in the House to override any presidential veto. But that's not the Senate. The Senate's a different story. I don't think there's enough in the Senate, but there's a lot of conversation about health care repeal, repealing the current law, and trying to make it happen before the State of the Union address, which will be at the end of January. So that's where we start. We're going to be talking about it a lot this week. Plus, we're taking the show on the road to our nation's capital for a couple of days at the end of January to talk about health care reform from a different perspective. We'll be talking to a lot of people who are for the health care currently the way this new law has kicked in. We'll also be talking to people who say it's a disaster. We always try, no matter what my point of view is, and I always tell you straight what it is, we also always do our best to get all points of view on the air because we want to hear them all. We want to shoot down the arguments on the other side. Why is it a crappy idea? There are a couple of things that work, and we all probably agree on them. One is the pre-existing conditions. The thing that doesn't work is what it'll do to small businesses. It's very unclear. There are already big corporations that are panicked over some of the tenets of health care reform, the new law, and then individuals who don't want to get insurance for whatever reason, don't want to be forced to get insurance, and will opt out to pay whatever the fine is, and then the IRS has to hire new people as a result of that, which one of the biggest sticking points is the forced health care, that you have to get health care. And the argument is if you don't have everybody getting health care, it screws the rest of the bunch under this current new law. I mean, this new law that now is fraught with some of these problems. There's confusion over seniors and what they're getting or what they're not getting. There's a confusion over Medicaid and Medicare. So it's definitely going to be front and center. Trust me, this week, it'll come up this week for sure. Here's a couple of different perspectives. Here's Senator Graham talking about the Graham talking about the health care fight and how it's going to go on. And, of course, he wants to see the repeal. And also somebody who was on one of the ABC shows, Dr. Marie Savard, talking about health care through her eyes. Check this out.
I think this fight's going to continue to 2012, and it's going to move from Washington to the states. It will be one big fight over the role of health care, and should Obama health care be in existence in 2012 the way it is today.
An annual wellness visit will be covered, and during that visit is when you can talk to your doctor about what preventive tests you might need. And preventive tests will also be covered. They're going to have to now use their own money, not from the Flex Savings account, for the over-the-counter drugs. So that will cost them more. Colorectal screening, mammogram and pap test, bone density test, a PSA test for a man, and flu shots and a pneumonia shot, and counseling, such as for nutrition, diabetes, and other important things like smoking.
All right, so you heard her there talk about the wellness deal and how that could make a big difference. And this is what some companies already institute, where you get, you know, quit smoking and this happens, or lose weight or whatever it might be. And I think there is a lot of confusion as to when certain things kick in, what it all means, the cost. You get that. Like I said, the biggest sticking point still, though, is the individual, pushing the individual that you have to have health care. You have to have that. So watching this, I mean, there's going to be a rush to this. Watching this new reality is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch, to be honest, and to see where it all ends up, what ends up on the cutting floor. I don't think the whole thing gets trashed, and I also believe, and in my conversations with people in Washington, part of the deal was, from the Democrats' point of view, we're just getting this. We don't care. We're ramming this through. We want this through. This is part of the president's agenda. This is going to get pushed through. It's like a big behemoth thing that we can't really get our arms around, but it's going to get through, and then we can mess around with it. So then we want to pull this out or pull that out. They're not saying that, but we'll go there. We'll go with the compromising. So if that's true, then it might not be a big fight. I don't think so. I think it is going to be a big deal, and I think there is going to be a big fight. But because the idea was, and that was the problem for a lot of people, is the health reform without lots of explanation and going to these town hall meetings where it didn't make sense when people were asked specific, people would come forward because, of course, what's in it for me? That's what everybody wants to know. So when they go to these meetings, they want to know, well, is my health care premium, is it going to change? What's going to happen there? What about my coverage? What happens if I'm a senior on Medicare? What happens then? What happens to a Medicare Part D? You know, that kind of stuff. What happens if I've got a child, and you know what I'm saying? So the problem was also in the town hall meetings, nothing was really fed it out because most of the politicians who went didn't know all that the health care law entailed. A lot of it didn't. What you just heard there was about the preventative care thing, and that's going to be a big different deal. A lot of seniors, for example, don't have annual checkups because they're not covered. So they're saying, well, okay, this is going to be covered now. So this is a good thing. This will be covered. Also, if somebody's on Medicare Part D and they get that coverage, they get a 50% discount for brand name drugs and a 7% for generics. So, you know, where is that going to help them? It's going to help some of them, but the thing that I think is going to hurt is the thing that we keep talking about is what happens to people who are on insurance through small companies, and probably what's going to happen is a lot of them could lose insurance, and that's a big problem. Stay with us.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
Weekend started off 2011 for America Tonight. I told you that we're going to be in Washington at the tail end of January. Healthcare is going to be the theme. We're going to talk about it for 2 days with lots of people in D.C. and get all kinds of perspectives on this and it going through and what happened and moving forward what's happening, because the push is on for the repeal of the healthcare law. Like everything else, we can't help it. All of us are a little bit selfish because you have to guard your stuff. And it's always about what's in it for me. And for the small business owner, they're still griping and saying it's too murky. It's going to hurt them. And then the corporations even aren't completely satisfied with the broad strokes that they saw. And there were, you know, here was the problem. And the presentation was brutal. It's like when you're in college and you do, you know, when you have to give a speech or you have a class where, let's say if you have pre-law and you have to do a mock trial. I had to do a mock trial. I had a pre-law class because for 2 seconds I thought about being a lawyer. And we had to do a whole trial. You had to do the research and then do the presentation. And you got graded on the research and the presentation. So for presentation, they got an F. It sucked. It was brutal. Because all of a sudden, it just is out there, it's getting crammed down everyone's throat. Oh, let's just try to pass this in the summer. And then all these other things started to come out. Oh, by the way, this was jammed into the health care bill, and then this was put in there. And then the outrage started, and the meetings sprung up, and there was town hall meetings everywhere, from Wasilla, Alaska, all the way down to Key West, Florida. People were furious because they didn't understand, okay, what does this mean, healthcare reform? What is it going to do to my insurance? What is it going to do futuristically to our medical care? What does it mean? And then comparisons were drawn to Canada. And as we know, we have many Canadians that call the show and they say their health care is terrible. That it's just luck of the draw if you happen to be in an area where it's okay, but you have to book a hospital bed and all this other stuff when you're sick. And it's almost like a pecking order. Oh, you had a heart attack? Oh, well, we might have a bed for you because it looks like you're going to die. We got a bed for you. But we don't want that. I don't want that. I don't think any of you want that. Now, we've also talked to people in England who said their health care was disastrous as well. It sounded good, like, oh, if you're pregnant, you get the man and the woman both get however many weeks off. You both get 3 months off, 4 months off. It's all paid for. And then you dig a little bit deeper and you find out, oh, well, that's not, here's the bad part. And here's the health care you get. But if you upgrade and pay, you get better health care. And you get a private room versus this health care. You know, there's always that other part of it that you don't know about. So we know that this is what changed the fates of a lot of people because of health care and the push for health care. Arlen Specter flips parties and falls down basically as a result of what he was saying about health care in his town hall meetings. The few that he went to and was a big part of, they were disastrous because he kept getting jammed up on the questions. And this happened across the United States. So what does it all mean? We'll find out. We're going to be in D.C. We're going to look at all angles of this. Like I said, the good, the bad, and the ugly. What happens with repeal? Is it repealed? And where do we go from here? Or does it stand as it is and just a few things are taken out? You know, we have a guy that frequently now has joined us a couple of times here on the air, my pal Jack Alexander from Down Under. And Jack says that social medicine, he chatted us up and said social medicine in Australia sucks. He says it sucks. And if you've got people from all these other places telling us, I got to think that there is something to it. When you hear about it, you know, it's like you see the Michael Moore movie on healthcare and you're like, oh my God, it's ridiculous. The United States is 30th on the list for healthcare. It's outrageous. How can we be like that? But like I said, then you dig a little bit further and a little bit more under the surface and you find out, well, but then I talk to these 5 people who live in England, which I did, and they tell me, oh, it's not that great. Like I said, the one thing I found out about England from an Irish friend and from an American friend who live in England and both had babies in England, that you get, if you pay the money, you get better coverage than just being the regular schmo on the street. So, yes, you can get covered, but you're not getting great coverage compared to the person who pays more money. So it's you're upgrading. It's like upgrading flights, but it's your health you're messing around with. Oh, you have money? Okay, so you pay the money and you're going to get upgraded. You're going to get the Cadillac service versus the other guy who has the socialist medicine. So all that was lost in between. You know, I always tell you to send me your thoughts. I always say, for whether it's your mama's recipe for pound cake or whether it's something serious you want to vent or you want to tell us a clever story from your backyard or a good joke. I'm always looking for a good joke because I have to update my material. Well, here's the deal. So I always say, send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. And you always do, so much so that it's become a real pain in my rear end. But I like that because, you know, that little storage usage thing? Mine always says, you're in the red because I get so much email. So I have to go and clean it out. So I do read all the email. Without further ado, let's go and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. This one is from Dennis Crilly. Dennis Crilly says, Kate Delaney, I have to say Happy New Year to you and your crew. I started listening to America Tonight just a few weeks ago, and I think I laugh out loud every single time I hear the show. In a good way, you make me smile. I disagree with you, however, on health care. Because how can we let our fellow Americans wither away and die somewhere in a hole because they don't have health care coverage? I think passing health care reform was a very good thing. I'm not a giant fan of Obama's, but I think that something needed to be done here. And I don't think it's good to let our people die in the streets because they don't have health care. What do you say? Well, here's what I say. I say there's a lot of problems with health care. Clearly, one of the problems we have is if we wanted to take the fraud and the abuse and all that into account, we know that there's mega problems here. How much have we lost in fraud with the crazy stuff with Medicare and false documents and all that stuff? That's part of the problem. Millions just out the window, down the drain. That has to be snapped off. There's always going to be somebody who's a bottom feeder and is going to try to take advantage. But some of it was so blatant, it means that nobody's reading anything that's turned in. That's number one. The other thing is, I agree, there has to be health care reform. The insurance companies have shot us in the head, so to speak. The problem is, I think, the lack of competition. The fact that we need to erase state lines so that if there were competitive rates, if there was competitive shopping, it would be different. It would be different if you could do that. Instead, the insurance companies have us jammed up, and what they charge is unbelievable, outrageous, ridiculous. Have you ever looked at a hospital bill? I had a mother-in-law in ICU for, 2 months. Maybe she was two months in ICU. That's a long time. And thank God she survived because it was touch and go. But the hospital bill, $1 million. She had great insurance, and it was all covered. But the things that were charged and the amounts were crazy. I mean, crazy. That whole joke about an aspirin when you're in the hospital, it's ridiculous that one aspirin costs you $50. That's overcharging, blatantly. Blatantly, there are abuses up and down in the system, and healthcare should be redone. There's no question about it, but the way it stands right now, there are some problems in what was passed. There are some good things that happen, and there's some bad things that happen. So if it has to be piece by piece, well, then let it be piece by piece. Let's go through this thing with a fine-tooth comb, which it should have been in the first place, and I think that would have made a big difference if that had happened. Thanks for the email, though. All right, coming up, we got much more as we're kicking the can down the road here on ATN.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
There's probably a lot of come on babies for New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve was great to have it in a way on a Friday. But I'm wondering how many people actually did the club scene. I was looking at some of the prices, some of the priciest New Year's Eve galas that were held. And in Miami, they've got a hotel that's called Fountain Blue. It's awesome. I've been there a bunch of times. But certainly not to the tune of $25,000. Do you know the most expensive ticket in North America, $25,000 for a magnum stage side table at the Fountain Blue? And what the poolside got you, or the ticket poolside got you, was four magnums of Belvedere vodka, four magnums of Dom Perignon. You were entertained by Tiesto, and you got to mix it up with some VIPs. I'm sorry, $25,000? That's what you get for $25,000? Would anyone out there, would you have ponied up $25,000 for that? I can go get Dom Perignon right now. I can walk across the street, and I it's locked up and the Tom Thumb, but they've got it there, and I don't have to pay $25,000 for that. And I could get a couple magnums and the vodka, probably the same thing. Now, the pool, I have access to some pools that aren't the Fountain Blue, but I don't know that sounds worth it to me. Who am I mixing it up with? And of course, where are the big party spots? Los Angeles, New York is always big. There were some hot spots in Canada. New York's always a hot place to be on New Year's. We've talked about that before, the ball dropping. I think you have to do it once in your life, and once is enough, trust me. But if you want to club it somewhere big there, you are going to pay through the nose. There was also Kourtney Kardashian, the least known of the Kardashian crew, although she is in the Kardashian show. She did a Chirac the New Year at Gavin's Foot South in Miami, where a VIP table for two was only $650. Okay, well, $650 versus $25,000. I'm sure all of the drug cartels down there were much more willing to pay the $650 than the $25,000. So, man, people must just have money to burn to throw that kind of money out there. I can't, what memory are you taking? I mean, I get it if you're a gazillionaire. I guess then money's no object, you could care less. But I just can't imagine that any party would be worth that. And this is what's interesting, and the reason I bring this up is apparently the parties were hopping. I mean, people had money to burn. These New Year's Eve parties in 29 cities from New York to Chicago to L.A. to Vancouver were happening. They had, in some places, they had sales of almost $6 million. $6 million. That's an amazing New Year's Eve. Oh, you know, one thing to pay a couple of $100, another thing to pay the kind of loot I just said. This is why you hang out with your friends, I think, unless it's unless somebody's paying the freight. Because I don't care how much money I was making, it just doesn't make sense to me. I would think that there's just too much more I could do with that money. I could have fun. I could, you know, go rent some resort somewhere and fly everyone I knew down to that resort. I could do an Oprah versus I'm going to be by the Fountain Blue for that kind of bucks. I mean, Matt, is that just staggering? I mean, we're talking about people in their 20s, too, by the way. We're talking about people with more money than you can imagine to burn that were doing stuff like that. You stayed at, didn't you just hang with your friends? He's like silent. He's like, you think I have that kind of money to burn? I mean, incredible. That's just incredible. $25,000. And I double checked that to make sure that figure was right. And it was. And I get it because they only have X amount of seats or whatever. But I just can't believe that somebody thinks that is worthy of it. I just, you know, and who is Testito? Is Jack Chatting says that to me. And I also got a note from Anna, Missouri that quickly. So I don't know. Who would I pay if I had that kind of money to burn? Who would be worth it for me to see? I can't think of anyone that would be worth that. Because I would rather go see them in concert somewhere and then stage something else. So I can't fathom it. But it does show that there certainly are people that aren't hurting. Because if these clubs are saying they got all the money, they had people come in, it didn't take a chunk out of their budget. They got more than they thought. They were able to pay the groups the whole thing. Then obviously there are people that are doing okay, even though we have unemployment of almost 10%. I mean, that's a huge worry in California and some other people who are stuck trying to find these jobs, but not everybody. Let's put it that way, not everybody. All right, as typical of this show, we do go in a lot of different directions. So one thing to talk about is Arkansas. Crazy. First, you have these, in central Arkansas, you have these dead birds that fall down, these blackbirds that fall out of the sky, and they think, and it happened after New Year's Eve, they think they might have been scared by guns going off. So some of the redneck folk setting off their guns to celebrate the New Year might have scared the birds and they fell on lawns and driveways and all that other sort of stuff. And then in the Arkansas River, they're reporting that they're having problems with fish that, I mean, massive fish all over the place. 10,000 fish in the Northwest that are dead. Dead drumfish floating in the water, lining the banks of like a 20-mile stretch of the Arkansas River. That's near Ozark. And it's a huge problem. They say that fish kills happen every year, but the size is very unusual. So they think it's some kind of disease. Now, check this out. Ozark is about 125 miles west of the town of Beebe, where the birds fell from the sky. And now they're saying that it's about 5,000. Originally, I heard it was like 1,000. Now they're saying it's about 5,000 blackbirds that fell from the sky just before midnight at New Year's Eve. And biologists are saying now that they believe it was stress-related from fireworks or weather or whatever and not related to the fish kill. But then you have all these dead fish. What's going on in Arkansas? That's what I say. We've got dead fish and we've got dead birds. Yeah, that's not good. You know anything about Arkansas? Have you ever been there? There's some beautiful areas in Arkansas. And actually, that part of the river that they're talking about is pretty nice, but not nice, certainly when you have dead fish and dead birds to contend with. Something that is dead in New York is the trash service. Apparently, it's going to start up, and remember, there was all that problem with the sanitation workers, and what about snow removal? Now, New York residents are worried about garbage. They've got uncollected garbage lining the streets. Because you had a blizzard, so you couldn't collect the trash. But you got trash bags all over the place. Strangely enough, one of the oddest stories I've heard is there was a guy who tried to commit suicide. He was jumping from the 9th floor of a building in Midtown Manhattan on Sunday, and he didn't die. And you know why he didn't die? Because he's in critical condition, but he hit the trash, and it saved his life. They think it's going to save his life. Because it cushioned the fall somewhat. So now limited trash, so that's, I guess, a good thing, but limited trash collection is starting up around the city, and the trucks kind of started on Sunday, but you got all kinds of people complaining about that. So New York City was a mess with the snow, now a mess with the with the stinky trash. Ever been to New York City and seen that? First they have the bed bug situation, then they have the snow, and now they got the trash problem. Uncollected trash in a big city is a big problem. I mean, it's a big problem anywhere, but it's different when you have all these suburban areas and it piles up a little bit versus the way the streets are there and the amount that you have, can have anyway, on the sidewalks. A sad story from over the weekend, to be sure. And let me tell you, I hope this is why I am a fan of the death penalty, because you have the story of the sheriff's deputy who was shot and killed at a trailer park in Ohio, and they have a suspect, but the suspect was also killed. You had this deputy, Suzanne Hopper was her name, and she was investigating the reports of some gun being fired off on Saturday, so she was killed. She never had the chance to return fire or even take cover. She was just killed. So the shooting suspect was identified as this 57-year-old man, Michael Ferryman. He is dead, and they believe that this might have been a domestic violence thing that happened. And sadly, she had two kids just doing her job, going out to respond to a call. Never sees anything, boom, two shots, and the next thing you know, she's dead. And yet you can't even go after the one guy because he turns out that he turns the gun on himself. Stay with us.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
For 2011, here in America Tonight, news you can abuse, which just means crazy, kooky, nutty stuff. Because there's so much of it from every nook and cranny of the world, not just in the good old USA. We're going to take you to Cleveland, Frisco, Colorado, Corvallis, Oregon. I heard that's a beautiful place. San Francisco, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. Let's start in Cleveland. Ozzy Osbourne has done some crazy, wild, nutty things. But this one is kind of a question mark. A drunk driving suspect is blaming his arrest. Check it out on Osbourne. William Liston was arrested Christmas Eve in suburban Cleveland. A local TV station said that he told police officers that Ozzy Osbourne and his music made me do it. He's going to appear in court on Tuesday on a charge of operating a car while impaired. He's not saying which song specifically to he's going to blame, but it could be Bark at the Moon, I Don't Want to Stop, or Perry Mason. But I'm bump. That's supposed to be a joke. Yeah, you come up with all kinds of excuses when the cops stop you. I don't think Ozzy Osbourne made me do it. It's his fault. Is going to fly. What he's saying is he's listening to the tunes, and that's when he went off the rails. But that's drunk driving. It's not going to work. Frisco, Colorado. Homeowners are saying Mark Mahorney, yeah, nice last name there. He transforms unsightly tree stumps into lawn sculptures in that town. He didn't start out to be a tree carver, apparently. He earned his degree in economics. He worked as a financial writer and a web designer. That's how it all starts. Then you hate your job and you do something else. So tree cutting was kind of his side bag, that side gig. And it led to this tree carving thing. He starts with a chainsaw, then he uses a knife and a chisel for the details. And his stuff so far is a 20-foot totem pole. That's what he does. He does a bunch of totem poles to a pair of cowboy boots. Or a pair of cowboys and cowboy boots, too. And he even did these cowboys in a shootout. Good for him. He's making a living doing that. That's when it's cool when your passion, your side gig becomes your main deal. And anybody who can work with tree carvings, I give them credit for that. And people apparently want it. Oregon, that's where we're headed next. Puzzling is big for a lot of people. There's this couple, Marvin and Margaret Jack, and they've been making wooden puzzles since the 1980s. They have a simple peg puzzle that's like $17. They have a 13-layer jungle masterpiece that sells for $700. Wow, 13 layers. And they turn out about 3,000 puzzles a year. I've seen their puzzles. Probably you have, too. It's called Kid Puzzles. They say they still cut and paint all of them by hand. That's pretty cool. I've never been a big puzzler. My grandmother, who I remember from as a kid, she died, I think, when I was like 8. But I can remember her doing puzzles. She would have puzzles out and do the jigsaw puzzles, and she was good at piecing them together. But I think maybe once in my entire life I've done puzzles. I don't know about any of you, but I was never a big puzzler. I think it's something you either do or you don't. San Francisco, there's a hotel in San Francisco that's been laundering money, and they say they're proud of it. The Westin St. Francis, very famous, in Union Square, is continuing a 72-year-old tradition of washing all the coins that they handle. Check it out. Every penny, nickel, dime, quarter, cleaned with soap and water before being dried and put in rolls. The San Francisco Chronicle reported that the money was first washed in 1938 after coins got a woman's white gloves dirty. Oh, horrible. Other San Francisco hotels used to wash coins, too, but now only the St. Francis is doing it. Do they hire someone to wash the coins? Will you wash the coins for the people? How much do you get paid to wash the coins? Finally, Chattanooga, Tennessee. They say it's the story of the little engine that could. Volunteers are restoring. This is cool. I'm a big train person. Volunteers are restoring the Southern Railway number 630 locomotive. It's a 100-year-old steam engine. It last ran in the 60s. It's now owned by the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum. Museum officials expect to spend $500,000 to get the engine back on the tracks. The Chattanooga Times Free Press says the restoration has been a decade-long process, but the museum hopes to have the Chattanooga Choo Choo running by spring. Oh, steam engines are so cool. I don't know how many people listening to me have ever had the chance to ride in a steam engine, but it's a lot of fun to do that. I've done it twice. There's one in Durango. It's the Durango Silverton train, and there it's in Colorado, and it takes you through the mountains, and it is something else to do it. And I've been on another one. It's called the Tarantula train, and that one is in Grapevine, Texas, and you can ride that to, it's certain days of the week, you can ride that to Fort Worth, Texas, and that's a pretty cool thing, too. I mean, you're on an actual steam engine. Now, the one in Colorado is kind of a bigger deal in the sense that it's just a longer ride, and the caboose is the drinking car, or you can ride in the center, and it's really wild. You're on this train that takes you up these kind of treacherous mountains. And you don't want to look down. That's all I'll say. There's certain parts of that ride where you don't want to look down. I know that I was on the caboose, the drinking car, and you could actually stand on the back side of it, and it was wild. I was living in Albuquerque, and I didn't even know it existed, and we went skiing, and that's how I was tripped onto it. I would tell anyone coming to the United States or in the United States, if you get a chance to do it, do it, do it, do it. There's a place called Uray, and it's called Little Switzerland. It's cool. There's a bunch of ghost towns and hot springs and all that stuff, and that's a good place to stay, and it's not far from that railroad. All right, I thought it'd be fun to also breathe new life occasionally, a couple of times a week, into birthdays. So we have some birthdays for you, some big ones, actually, on January 3rd. Ooh, can't believe I'm already saying January 3rd.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
Yeah, birthday celebration. Eli Manning, you didn't make the playoffs as the quarterback of the Giants. Oh, too bad. But you are celebrating your 30th birthday. Yep, Eli is 30 years old. Danica McKellar, you recognize that name? She is 36 years old. She was Winnie Cooper on the Wonder Years. Michael Schumacher, 42 years old. Formula One Racing, that's all I'll say. I know you know that name. Let's see, Mel Gibson, now a registered nutball, but he used to be a pretty good actor. Braveheart, Lethal Weapon back in the day. Victoria Principal, she does infomercials now, probably best known as Pam Ewing from Dallas, 61 years old. Who else do we have on the list? Dabney Coleman, 79 years old. He was in an old sitcom called Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman, and he's in Boardwalk. Oh, I can't think of the name of it. Boardwalk Enterprise. Boardwalk Empire. That's on one of the cable stations now. He's got a bit role in that. He's actually pretty good in it. And wrapping up the birthdays, Alex Lins, Home Alone 3, and Max Keebler's Big Move. He's a kid that if you saw his face, you'd recognize him. I think he's actually been in a whole bunch of cameo appearances in the movie. So if you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. Make sure you lean in close when you go out to blow the candles off your cake. You never know when someone's going to try to jam you up with those fake candles. Is that not the worst? I mean, it used to be such a big thing. Now it's, I guess it's sort of overdone, so I don't know how many people still do the trick candle thing. When you blow, and you blow, and you blow, and, you know, the candles don't go out, and then you say, ha ha, very funny, I realize what you're doing to me. When you're a kid, it's funny, I don't know. The years go on, it gets less funny. The gag kind of has worn out its welcome, if you know what I mean.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk, like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.
Matt, shame on you. Shame on you for playing dumb. Let me tell you.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.